I won't get tired of thanking you for being so understanding. I hope you appreciate that not our fault, but because of programming that is the chop and change all the time. So that's the kind of second time having. She's so professional and very good. Minutes before us, colleagues, I want us to look into those minutes. What I'm going to do, I'll put if the corrections on the first page. None. Can we go to page 2? Check if the minutes reflect exactly what transpired for that day. Are there any corrections? I don't think so. Now, I assume that the members don't have a question to those minutes. There are times, a long time ago, where there was this thing called the matters arising from the minutes. So I don't want to do that. Some of the things could be discussed under item 2. Especially when you look into what was raised about our financial standing as a committee and as to what are we going to do with the remaining amount. When you go to the second paragraph under annual report 2007 on page 2, you can see that that is where it will be addressed under paragraph 2 of our agenda, as reflected on that paragraph on page 2 of our minutes. Now, can I get a brave member who can move for the adoption of the minutes?
I move for the adoption of the
can you second that? Honorable Nyanda. Nyanda, can you press the button? Thank you very much. Yeah, colleagues, there is a program in front of you about the proposed oversight visit to Mpumalanga. Welcome, Mr. What is important about this visit to Mpumalanga, colleagues, just to remind you. You remember there was this woman who was locked in a mail cell and she was gang raped the whole night. So, in the program, we have invited that police station, the civil commissioner and the whole management to explain to the committee to what happened to that incident. And what made them to look at the woman? Was she wearing trousers, or did she look like a man for her to be locked in that particular cell? It's a worrying issue. You remember we raised it with the initial commissioner. And the answer we got, you remember, colleagues, it was not satisfactory. Even to do our oversight normally, as we used to do. And you know, Mpumalanga, like KwaZulu-Natal, is a tourist destination. All tourists, when they come here, the majority thereof, they can't go back without visiting Mpumalanga. So, I want to make sure that crime prevention is up to scrutiny. You remember what happened to our tourists in Pilgrim's Rest? What happened there? But fortunately, the police acted so safely. And the Department of Justice also expedited that case where it was concluded in the record time. Those are the things we are going to check, colleagues, when we are there. But I was breaking the ice to say, here is a program would be expected to arrive in Mpumalanga on the 24th. We will be putting up that MNOTO in the sun. I was advised by Al Bunyanda that the relevant suited place where we can put up, because the legislature is just a walking distance from there. And if you are lucky in the program, we are going to be, the first day will be addressed by the MEC, if it will still be available on that date. And from there, as a norm, we'll invite all stakeholders in this cluster, all departments, Department of Justice, Correctional Services, Social Security, Legal Aid Board, NPA, ICD, I don't see them here, but they are supposed to be here, to get a short briefing before we go out. And from there, for those who know Mpumalanga, you understand that we'll then leave after the briefing session, we'll straight away go to Tonga. Tonga, which is more or less about 30 or 45 minutes from from the legislation. From Tonga, then we'll come back to Kapmaiden and Matsuru. That will complete our first day. On the second day, colleagues, it will be a longish day, because the first point of visit will be the Barberton police station, the farm, and the maximum prison. And immediately we are done with that, we'll have to take a long drive to Emalahleni and Witbank. Then from Witbank, then we'll start there and come downwards to meet the bag, Belfast and stuff. When we finish, then we're on our way back to our hotel. Then day three we'll be visiting Krakow police station. From Krakow we'll go to Hazyview police station. Then to Masoi police station. Then we end up at White River. On the third day, that's the day where we'll be meeting the station commissioner and the management I was talking about from Folkrath, where that incident took place. We invite them to come to us because they are very far away from us. If we're to go there, we need a special day for them only. But they will advise us, because this is just a proposed program. You are entitled to make some proposals. If you feel where to go there, to meet them there at the station, to also see the kind of cell where they were locked in. It was also fine. But this was just looking at the time because it's very, very far. Those who know Peter Thief and that stuff, you understand what I'm talking about. Because Peter Thief is just near the border of KwaZulu-Natal. That was day three for you. After finishing, then we come to day four. Day four then will be around the area. We'll be visiting Abokweni, we'll be visiting Danchi, Nyamazane, then back to Nelspruit where we'll finish our work around town. That will be just close to our hotel. Then that would be our day four. Now, day five, as a norm, is where we're going to do a post-mortem. We will do the overview of the week's visit, the week's program. On that last day, colleagues, it's my wish that the MEC be present as well, so that they know what we discovered and what our impression about the whole process, about the places who they visited. And I've asked my office to also write letters to the chairperson of the committee, to the speaker. I wonder if we wrote a letter to the chair of chairs as well. I don't remember giving such instruction. Maybe the chair of chair of the province must be notified as well, or even the chief whip of the province. So that nobody must say, no, we're not even aware of your visit here. We'll make those additions, the chair of chairs and the chief whip, Chris. On the first day, Sukile, we'll appreciate if there can be a press conference where we'll tell the public why are we in the province. It's here in the morning. A press conference, I mean a press conference, where we'll be informing everybody that we are there and why are we there. And again on Friday, to report back to the public as to what's our impression about what we saw in the province. We'd also like to have a press conference before we leave. We want to account to the public because after having told them that we're in the province, we have to account as well and tell them what have we discovered there. We've also invited the committee members in the province to be part of us during the visit. Because if you remember, in Northwest it was fine, the legislature was part of us. In KwaZulu-Natal as well, it was good. The MTLs were part of the visit. I hope and suspect with Mamnyanda's influence, we'll get the same arrangement in Mpumalanga. And the chairperson of the committee, if you remember, in Northwest and KwaZulu-Natal, they were part of us the whole week, except for a few days where they were committed in the legislature. Colleagues, let me stop just here and ask your comments about this problem. If you want to make some adjustments, proposals, some additions, or you want us to give you the sequence of the visit as to where should we start or should end where, it's the program is now the property of the committee, no more of myself and the office. Over to you, Colin. Thanks.
Chairperson, to check if Papaton in Lewinson, I believe you said they are far apart. But if you look at the time allocated, do you mean Gentlemen's advice, you know, we will do justice for Papaton to respect. Because I see the difference in 30 minutes, and that's why I want just to check whether it is possible to drive 30 minutes, because sometimes it's a wishful thinking that we can drive in that particular small period. Maybe you have to check that it is dead and try to limit our program. Thank you.
Any other comments before we respond to the question by Honorable Ntuli? The board members are busy thinking as to some other contribution to the program. Now, you are right there, Honorable Ntuli. In fact, when we discussed this program, we said tentatively we'll say half past 12. But in fact, if we can be at Bawaton exactly at 9, we might finish at 11 or half past 11. Then we can have enough time to drive. Because from Bawaton to Woodbank, I think you need an hour and a half. Need an hour. And that's if my calculations are wrong. If mommy and I will come to rescue. I'm not that convinced, but I know that from Nell Street to Woodbank, it's 2 hours. But Bawaton is further up, even though it's on the other side of Nell Street. I just don't know from Woodbank, from Bawaton, if there any, that is a road to that. Join to it. I think there's going to be a road from Bawaton. Now, Mami and I will assist us in this one.
Thank you, Chairperson. The road from Bawaton to Woodbend is via Butlass. But you don't reach Butlass exactly. Then when you take that road, you'll end up connecting Machara.
Unless if colleagues who can say, let's have our breakfast as early as whatever, so that we leave early. We leave early to Bawaton, so that we finish on time. So that it gave us enough chance to drive up there. Honorable West?
Okay, I've got to sign comments. I'm just having a look on day 4. The 12 seconds for argument's sake, 1400 hours, 2 o'clock, visit to Kwan Yamazani Police Station and Magistrates Court, and then at 1400 hours immediately, visit to Nelspruit Police Station. I mean, there's no time allowed for travelling here. I don't know the distance, I'm just having a look, but it's 1400 hours and 1400 hours, visit to Nelspruit.
I think Darren is saying, we're finishing the discussion and the visit to Nyamazane and yeah, we're finishing at 2 o'clock. At the same time, at 2 o'clock was supposed to be in Nelspruit. That's what he's saying. We don't have the... yeah, but the advantage is that from Nyamazane to Nelspruit is not far. It's about 15-minute drive. It's not far, plus if we'd be lucky in this province to be escorted as well, time might even be less than this. maybe What are we proposing? Maybe let's try to accomplish, let's just give a breathing space. Maybe let's say from nasal spray, this is nasal spray, maybe, let's say 14-15 or what? Honorable Ntuli?
No, I don't think it will be correct if we try to dilute the nitty gritties here. We were just highlighting that when the program is being refined, those considerations must be put in. Not that we have to micromanage. I think we are highlighting that something when we... To end on that, Chair, due to our experience, if you remember in KwaZulu-Natal, we found ourselves sometimes wanting. Maybe let's try to reduce that. We are going to cover everything. Let's say if it's a sample that in this place you have attended a police station and a magistrate, at least we have got the feeling of the place instead of trying to. You know, it was very exhausting, if you should remember, when we were in Bazuna, sometimes sleeping at 10 and rushing. So if you look at our report, you find that some of the places are confused. You find that what happened in Umbumbulu, we said it happened in Umlas. And I think maybe let's try to work smarter.
Chairperson, Wednesday is day 4, 4:15 to 10:45, that time before the city. There we are going to do only oversight. Construction is in process there. It's not a police station. It's the office.
Yeah, so I think we can send even less than an hour there. So just to see the building there. Maybe what we need to say is this is the site. Whatever we can, I don't know what we can say. Yeah, let's give it about 30 minutes there. To cover the concern by Reverend Ntuli, which to me it makes sense. If we are really pressed for time, yes, I notice your honorable Mutsi. Maybe we can invite some politicians that are nearer to me at one point. Like what we did in KwaZulu-Natal. Remember, must say, is it the Pine Town where we invited everybody to go to something about 3 to 4 politicians? Is it in Nanda? Yeah, it's in Nanda. Yeah. Yeah, we call them in one place. At some places, I think we're going to do that here. That's one of the proposals I have to look at. But let me know if you know the Honorable Musiki.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think Chairperson a very good job in drafting this program, which we agree to. I think what we must do is to do what we just agreed in the proposal of Honorable Ntuli. So that we have identified areas that need management to be. Let's leave those here. But I agree on the principle that says the police stations that we are closer to one another, let's see, having police stations that are staying the same. But I'm saying, lastly, the technical areas that we have identified to the very capable hands of our administration and management.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that could also be what we're going to do, as you can see, on day two. Because we've invited WeBank, Metribank, Belfast, police station. We're going to meet in one place, all of them. One place to address them once, we talk to them once, then when we finish, then we drive down and not put. Sorry, up there, we're in a meeting. Sorry. Hello? Cecil? Hey. We're in a meeting. Yeah. Thank you. Now, we'll take those advice and put them, but thanks very much for this. Yep. Any other proposal? I raised a question about the false trust. What are you saying about it? The false trust police station, where that unfortunate incident happened. Our proposal was that let's invite them to come to White River. I want to hear what members are saying about this problem, if it's fine. Honorable Nyanda.
I'm not happy. We've been through all these problems. We're traveling up and down. Now only just because it's Baba, it's in Mpumalanga. Now we mustn't go all places. We must call the police station and magistrate in one venue. I'm not happy really. Thank you.
And comment on Abu Leru.
Thank you, Mr. President. Not on that basis, but I know it is very tiring to travel so unnecessary too much. And I think we must guard against that. But I can understand what the members concern.
Mamianda is raising a concern that maybe I want a concrete proposal for Mamianda. I don't think there's any member who will disagree with you. But I don't think it's strictly because of the Mpumalanga. This is the reality that we're faced with. But I want Mamianda to assist us to come to a proposal as to what the proposal is. Because, as I said, this is a draft. If you have another proposal, let's hear it so that we interrogate it.
Chairperson, if you can look at this program, Nkangala is not appearing anywhere here. I've shortened this program because me and you, we sat down and said, if you are going to go all the police stations and all the districts, we won't make it. That's why we shortened this program. Now, for instance, if Babaton has got two prisoners, the maximum and the farm prison, they are far apart. And we must visit this prison. And really, I don't know, Chairperson, I don't know what to say.
You must know what to say, Mamianda. We are relying on you, as a rep of the province. That's true. Because the issue we are faced with here is Falkras. As a committee, if we go to Falkras, it means we have to cut out one visit. Because the Falkras is very, very fast. I don't want to lie to you. It's like leaving Mowase going to Mafikeng. Honorable
Chairperson, I understand the concern around Mamianda, but maybe we need to explain to how did we arrive on that, let's say, for the example of KwaZulu-Natal. KwaZulu-Natal is too bad. You remember that when we went to KwaZulu-Natal, we just visited one district. The only thing was that there are many police stations. You remember the compromise we reached. We said, if we want to visit the whole of KwaZulu-Natal. We won't be able to finish. But we said we can choose whether we do one in Etiquette, one in Wanongoma, one in Kushepin. Although we would not finish, but that's how we were supposed to do if we wanted to touch all the districts. But we said, let's just target one district. Then hence, we tried to deal with all the things in one district. So there were those options. So I just wanted to highlight them that the reason of running around, we were doing one district. But
yeah, thanks. I think that was the only reason that had made us to come with this proposal. I don't know, unless if we cut out on other regions so that we cover the concern of Mamianda, we go to Fallgrass. We can do that and just cut one out. Or maybe leave the weekend out and go to, after Barberton, then we go to Fallgrass. After Fallgrass, we go there. But there's a specific reason why we had to go to, we had to invite the Fallgrass for this. I don't know. That's the compromise we can have. We leave weekend out completely and stay around the Gomaz region. Because it's one region, Gomaz. So I think this one, we're going only to be in this Sembombela and part, you know, of Kuhlabela. And I don't know. We're trying to yeah, we can leave out this way if Maunya Afna see every follower.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I agree if you want to, we are going to go to Petrities. And if you go to Petrities now, because we cancel all the Gangala region, you must go to San Ermin, MLO prison, MLO police station coming down this side. Or we leave MLO because Petrities is that side of Bachelor. Go to Petrities and come back. Fallgrass. Because the MLO is on the way going to Petrities, to Fallgrass and MLO prison on the way to go to Fallgrass. And leave the other prison behind.
I think I concur with what he said in the past. He knows and appreciates the concern of the moment. He should do, we must pick up on that. However, I think there are realities of the situation. And faced by those realities are, maybe the suggestion that you make is very important, and I think that we must then say short of anything. In a normal one, we visit certain police stations in certain provinces, we are guided by a number of facts. We are guided by the problems of students. The cause of the decision. And on the basis of the problems that you have identified, then you prioritize which area to go to. Not necessarily the maybe what Namnyanda must help us with, because she's serving in that position, to tell us the place in which area are very problematic, so we can prioritize them. That's what we want to do. We have those areas to get out of the problems that we find ourselves in. that can, that information can come from. Then of the possession that is definitely, then we can come and we want to take that information to all the processes.
The person is expressing now that we can't say we can allow it. For instance, like day two is overside Barberton Police Station in prison. From Barberton, we must go straight for the class. And can't say we can allow it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it looks as if we're getting somewhere. Yeah, the only logical thing to do will be to, for now, leave out that stream of wheat and Middleburg Belfast. We leave it out for now. Then in the second round of visits, we'll check it, that is there. Both of us are aware there are many problems in the weekend and in Umshuzi, Middleburg, and immediately we finish at Barberton, then we go straight to Falkirk. I'm not sure the distance to Falkirk. But I suspect more or less than an hour or so. So it means it will only be full class, won't add in other things. But if you would be driving, that's it. But we'll see. In some place we might do an announced visit if we feel there is still time. But if the proposal that is before us now had to materialize, it means on the program, on day two, we're going to remove that thing and put this thing. So we'll sit down as an office to work on the logistics and modalities of this proposal. Do you agree?
Yes.
Good. Then we are done with the program. Now the third item on the agenda I suspect members of this correspondence from the people of Alwal North. These people complained about a range of issues. And the matter was tabled before the committee, if you remember, colleagues. After a thorough discussion where these people of Alwal North where is Alwal North? Which province is this? DNK. Honorable Veru, they are complaining about the violation of human and people's rights, women and child abuse, youth sustainable development, violation of our symmetry rights, reconstruction and development program and stuff. Now, this matter was referred to us by the Office of the Chair of Chairs. And to us, we decided rightly as a committee that this is a petition, sort of. It must go to Honorable Adams Committee. But unfortunately, that committee as well said, no, that's not their competence. It's not a petition. These are just concerns raised by these people here. They need intervention by our committee. Hence the matter before the committee again. Now, these people, they wrote this in attention parliament. As you can see, it's a said Honorable Mashangu attention parliament. and that kind of thing. Now, what would you call it about this? I have proposals to make, but before I put my proposals, let me hear from you as to, in your opinion, how do you think we have to address this matter now? Because that committee said, no, it's not our baby. It's back to us again. And the sheriff says, met me, said, how far are you with this matter? I said, no, the committee is still discussing it. I couldn't say no, it has been pushed from one committee to the other. Because that would be irresponsible of me to say that. Now, here we are, colleagues. Can I take Honorable West, Honorable LeRoux, in that order, just to hear if you can advise us on how to deal with this matter? Yes, colleagues.
Seeing as this covers quite a wide spectrum of complaints, if you like it, this letter, and whilst this Aliwal North Unemployment Forum states that they are also acting as sort of human rights watchdogs, is this not something that could possibly be forwarded to the Human Rights Commission to have a look at? Just a thought.
Well, thank you, Chairperson. Well, first of all, I think we must take an issue like this seriously and not just try and move it to another committee. I think that's about to make that point. And secondly, I think many of these things are provincial issues. And if you look at the violation of our cemetery rights, I'm not quite sure what the problem is there. Sustainable development. I think we must determine and ask whether they have contacted the province in this regard, and what is province doing about this. If they did contact them, and if they didn't contact them, I think then we should contact the province and find out what exactly is going on. And then I think we must determine what are the status of the people complaining, and who do they represent, and how do they represent the community. And I think then we must make a decision. Either we must go and look what's happening there ourselves, or we must get the one or two leaders from that community to come to us, to come and explain to us what the real problems are. I think that would be easier for us then to make up our minds as to what to do.
Can other comments, colleagues?
If we have done that before, I rely more on your wisdom on this position that I'm going to make. Whether the committee should ask these people to come down here to listen to them, or should we go to them? That's one option that we want to take. The second option would be to delegate a very small task in Chatham, subcommittee of this committee, to go and meet with these people and do what is on the road, which are in agreement. But also taking the proposal, the hand that the work and that the push. I think it's very important when we deal with these matters, we must not exclude them properly, but take them in place. As we do this proposal that we are putting in place, or try to visit that, and we can take the problem.
And I also second the proposal of saying that we must have a delegation that is going to go, or we allow them to come and give us a briefing. Because here we are talking of Maniswai municipality, and if we go there, municipality is not aware and the province is not aware, we'll be jumping the two governments, the province and the local government, because they're talking of all these violations, and we don't know, we didn't get a letter from local government and the province. I think these people, if we can, invite them to come to parliament, so that when we go there, we have already have the information that what is happening in Alwan North. Because maybe municipality is not aware of this complaint. I don't know. Maybe if we propose that they must come here, and maybe they will say we don't have resources to come there, or we delegate amongst us to go and find out. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah. Can I also put my own proposal? We discussed the proposals that have been thrown in here. Mine as well, I want to slightly also add that how can it be if we refer the matter to the province to deal with it, because if as you can see, it involves many departments. That some of them are living in our cluster. If we can refer this matter to the province and say we have received this concern from these people and request them to attend to the matter, I'm not saying about proposal honorable West and also the chair on top that was put by honorable said. And even to be cautious of what Mamianda said, because we are one government here. Let's just say to be doing that one government. With just different spheres of government, but I don't know, but I think if we can refer the matter to the province, I don't know if to the speaker or to the MDC. I don't know, because you see it involves social development here. Yeah? It involves justice. Some of them involve the trade industry. Some of them, the youth, whatever, whether it's for youth section, the youth development, the youth commission, that is. Yeah. So to try and circumvent all these other structures, so thinking that there were we do consult them, if we can refer them to the province. Unless if they've bumped against the wall in the province, that's something else. Because someone, if he comes to you, so that those are all the news in the province, then they come to us. You'll never know. It's possible. Now, can we get all these proposals on the table, colleagues? Because I'll concretely propose that, because by inviting them to come here, it means we have to fund them. where to fly them here, where to accommodate them here, if we invite them to the parliament. And I wonder, or we mangle them. Honorable level.
Chairperson, I fully agree with you. I think that we should refer this back to province, and we should ask province to determine the legitimacy of the complaint. And if you feel fit, then we must ask them to report to us what their findings are. Then we will be able to judge whether these people that have complained, what is the, have they actually been serviced properly or not. So I think then we can make the following decision, whatever that is. But I think send it back to province and let's hear what province is about, please. Thank you.
There is a comment proposal.
Okay. I don't think that there are fundamental differences like this. The only slight difference will be between the station. Let's say that those are pretty much very different. So the letter is really the same. Otherwise, what I'm saying is that I'm agreed to sending the matter to the panel. How do you do it? Saying let's convene a meeting with the representatives of the government, following all the protocols that the government passes in the region. As a representation from the money side, and the representation of these people, just to say to them officially, as this committee has rejected this matter. Having rejected this matter, we have been liberated on the matter, but we are handing this matter to the government. I think that was actually take a point that was earlier by Nathalie Roux himself to say, you know, take this matter very seriously. So take that into consideration. It will also assist to build the confidence of the people on this committee to recognize the fact that when they raise matters with the Committee of National Parliament, so we realize actually that they are taken very seriously. I'm agreeing to the principle, I'm just suggesting the mode of doing it. Model of doing it.
I think that takes us to a point where we agree to formally refer the matter, but make sure that we meet with our counterparts in the province, our colleagues in the province, to formally table the matter before them. However, if, how do we do it, Jeremy? You want us to physically meet them, or just to write them a letter, or we ask them to come over, or we go down, to meet them. How do you do that? Honorable Ntuli.
Chairperson, I think this thing, I mean, it's not familiar. I'm thinking if people were in my province, in a small section, and they also write a letter like this, are we going to attend to all these things? Let's say the other people do the same thing and the others, and they know that, oh, if you write it there, you'll be attended. I'm just thinking that I'm just searching a principle. Excuse me. I'm just trying to think broader to say, what if the other people, they look at this and say, oh, just a small section, because we've got this concern and we don't like our municipality, then let's write to National Parliament. Is that how we're going to conduct ourselves?
Yeah. Yes, put your pen on the wheel now. Honorable Leru and Honorable Musaiki.
Yes, person. Now, first port of call must be to go back to province. When they have gone and done whatever they feel like doing, contacting the municipality or contacting the MPs that that area is serviced by. Then we will know what the status of these people are. Is it a legitimate complaint? Then we can act from there. But I think we must give it to province and let's hear from province what do they find on the ground. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to do this or something that. No, but I think, colleagues, I don't think it'll do us any harm if we can formally write to our province and make them aware of this thing. We can see the our letter to just to other departments that are affected, just to, for them to be aware of what we have done. The question is, how are we going to make sure that the issue has been addressed or is being attended? That's the only unfortunate thing. That's where the mosaic proposal came into play. Because if you write a letter, they might say, that take forever. Some of the officials don't take some letters with us. They'll just look at it and just put it there. Whenever I sue them, they'll not inform the MEC. But we can do that as well. But again, I'm saying, so what Robin Tuli is saying, if Rene Fadula will know that, or if you write a letter to Parliament, they'll come flying down immediately. We'll get a flood of letters about this or that. But let's see the matter as is. We'll see. We'll take both proposals and see which one is more effective. Either writing to them just to table the matter before them. But the other thing they have to do is to acknowledge the receipt of this letter again. And to make people aware that the matter is going to be referred to our committee by the chairperson of the SOT and the chair of chairs. And the matter is receiving attention by ourselves and the province. So it will be up to us now to make a follow-up to our colleagues in the province if they are really attending to the matter. But unfortunately, we can't give them time frames. Of course, depending on the attitude of some of our colleagues down there. But can we leave the matter at that, colleagues? But let's just want to try and refine it nicely. The demo safety, we can listen to.
No, the other thing is that we are saying to do the teachers for us. For people's parliament, it means individual or group of people can always stand for us. We must respond to them. Because then our patients, we are also in
agreement. So, I want to, I'm just trying to concretize something that will ensure that at least by the end of the day, whilst we have referred this matter to the province, to the municipality, some form of action is taken, and we are also taking on board as well. And I'm still married to that idea of us, so I want to amend my idea, my vision. Let's have a small statement of what the province is performing. To write a letter, in other words, I don't want to exclude the letter that we're talking about. I'm addressed to the writing of the letter that we're talking about. But I'm saying also the committee must have some form of physical presence when this matter is actually given to the relevant committee.
The amendment that I want to make in an attempt to persuade him as the rule is to say our permanent delegates of the extension must be the people who must consider for this matter. Basically referred to the relevant committee at the legislation. The letter chapter of the legislative member at the physical presence of the committee. There's a complete. So we are able to track actions that are taken by those committees that we have had to track this matter through. Because we have been led basically just to attend to this matter that keep on the table. There's a comment.
Yeah, it is taken. We'll write a letter to the relevant MECs in the province that are directly affected by what is raised by this people here. And we're going to see those letters to the premium. We'll see to the premier. So that all the departments in the province will see that the premier is aware of our communique from ourselves and those particular MECs. And I take the view as well that we need to make them aware that we would appreciate if we are informed of the dates when they are going to meet this particular community. So that if possible, our permanent delegates might also be part of the said meetings if they are not engaged here, or we might even excuse them to go and be part of those meetings. Or even as proposed by Moseki, as also amended, as he amended his own proposal. Not in permanent delegates, by any member of this committee, if we feel we have to send someone to part of those meetings, we can do that. So that will be reflected in the letter to say, we'd appreciate to know the dates on which they're going to meet this group. Because we want to send delegates to part of those meetings in the province. I think that would put some pressure to the province to attend to the matter. As I said by Noble Leru, we can't get him this thing, because if you look at the date of when was this issue raised, it was received in Parliament in September. And we are now 21 or 10. 21. Yeah. It's quite a long time. I think they would have. Yeah, let's hope and pray it will be expeditiously attended to by those relevant departments. Thanks for your advice, colleagues. I think that put the matter to rest for now. We'll report progress as time goes on. That takes care of that particular program, but there are issues that have to be raised here. The first one, I received, I said I must send all members this communique from the chairperson of No, it's this is something else. I received a letter from the chairperson of the council, who advised me that there is a bill that will be sent to us, the renaming of High Court Bill. the renaming of the High Court building. That now has been referred to the MCOP format. Now, it is up to us now to invite the department to deal with the bill. Fortunately, the bill is checked section 75. I want us colleagues to prioritize some of these bills. We've got other bills before us, other than this one. But there's this for information to say that there's this deal now, and the defense deal is also before the committee. And we have the other bills from that is before the committee. Yeah, the Judicial Service Commission deal and those other bills from justice. The chairperson of the council, as I said in the previous meeting, they are requesting us to prioritize these bills whenever we can, when time permits. We had scheduled to meet to discuss these bills this week. But unfortunately, as it is a norm in this parliament, we had to cancel all those meetings and reschedule those meetings because of some other things that came that forced us to cancel those meetings. We rescheduled those meetings, colleagues. I'm just trying to sensitize you to say there are about four bills that will come before us. But what I made the chairperson aware is that no minister or no DG or nobody will put pressure on us to say please hurry, 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 because we are not a processing machine and we are not rubber stamps of any committee in parliament. So, but let's be ready, colleagues. We're not going to unreasonably just hold bills for the sake of holding them back, just to try and show our mind. But we'll do what ahead of us. I know I've been so unfair to you, colleagues, in the past year where I really pushed you to the limit. I don't think you deserve that this year. If a department delayed on giving us bills, and they can't force us to even sit in the evening to try and accommodate them. We're not going to do that. I can't take advantage of you being so loyal to this committee, and then I'm not going to do that really. But whenever possible, colleagues, let's do the best we can. Yeah, members are aware of these workshops that are coming, starting from today and even on the 18th and whatever of next month. And you know there's a whole chat that is taking place for 31st to what? Is it to the 4th or to the 3rd? To the 3rd. That would mean our next meeting I've been saying good things about my secretary, but she's really messing me up. The Lokota is up until the 3rd. Now, what's happening, I'll rely on my weeks here to advise us. What's happening on the 5th, 6th? I know on the 8th there's something very, very exciting is happening in our country, you know. the State of the Nation address by our president. Now, I was looking at that week of the 5th and the 6th. Oh yeah, that week we'll discuss with our colleagues because we'll be meeting, but we might be meeting as local government. Because for alternating weeks, these days. But we'll talk to our colleagues, and who is here. Most of us here is out now. Maybe we can see how we can do just to see if we can finalize that deal, the process is being. I've requested the department that the minister must come and address the committee just to brief us about some of the development in the department. That is the minister of safety and security. As a committee, we deserve to be told as to what the development. The second one is the Minister of Justice. I've also requested the department to brief us about some of the developments in the department. Because I don't think it's fair to you, colleagues, to read about things in the paper. We deserve to be briefed about some of these things. But those will come in due time. That was on my table, colleagues. That was also on my table. But I'll be happy to take any other comments from colleagues if there is any before we call it a day. Remusek.
Thank you for the information. Just on the program, Chairperson. Very helpful to hear you say that there will be an interaction with a program between yourself and the other chairperson, the local government and public administration. Can we, in the same vein, make a request that chairperson if we petition and have a member of the association chairperson? Also be part of that discussion. Because a number of us who are serving in the are also serving in the and actually why I'm saying this, last year a number of meetings of that committee were participated in the position. But they could not materialize because we are sitting in the system. Recently when we were in Kwazulu in Natal, discuss the problem and agree to a number of things to me. One of those issues is taking place to me. One of those issues is taking place to me. So I'm making this request so we avoid clashes with members who are serving in this commission. Also, what you know, you said about the blood of pride and commerce. Also, actually, is that. So that's my request. You have said the same thing to them. And you have actually interacted. So you make your program to talk to each other. Now, where is my ship and say that was not this? Thank you very
much. Yeah, I won't jump this one before I hear from my weeks, you know. I can't leave this one. This is the only opportunity where I was, should give guidance. I fully agree with you that I'm taking. I learned there's a meeting today of that committee. This afternoon, I think that I had some commitment, but I think I'll attend just to also raise this issue because under normal circumstances, he was supposed to be part of this cluster, part of this committee. So that whatever happens, he's aware of some of the movements here. But let me leave my comments for now until this afternoon.
Thank you, Chairperson. When my memory serves me well, when we went to Binab, we had a meeting, the very same meeting, committee, Honorable Zedi is talking about. And we agree that when he calls meetings, he must inform us. And it was said, Mkhalipi was serving in that committee. And the proposal was made that Mukhaliti is no longer going to serve in that committee. But to my surprise now, I hear that Mukhaliti was in KwaZulu-Natal, of which I don't know what happened that Mukhaliti must go to KwaZulu-Natal. Maybe you got any information, I don't know.
No. Mommy and I say it's about thing that myself and the other chairperson have to sit down and see if we can arrange a program so that they talk to each other. How can I keep it in the system? Yeah, on that note, I'm not going to announce the chief members here, but let me check from my office as to where our members are going to eat. Where is our lunch? Should make an announcement or time to say. We'll be eating at half past 12. What time is it now? 12. No, you can arrange that. You can still arrange that. She said she can arrange lunch. She thought we'll finish about 11. But here we are to 12. I think we have to have lunch. Arrange that up. Yeah, it's fine. But I think from half past 12. Leave yourself open, colleagues. I will communicate with you as I said, where we're going to get the exact restaurant. I'm told there's tea outside there. Do you still need to arrange food, colleagues, or you'll be fine with tea? No. Members must eat. I can't serve my members. No, they must eat. No way. Right. On that note, colleagues, the meeting's adjourned. I'm going to go ahead and start.